Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes sad, most of the time. If you are afraid of leaving, wondering if you are going to get left. You cannot be fully present in your loving. If you are wondering why you should stay or how you can go without hurting and being hurt. If you are afraid to tell the absolute truth about who you are, what you need, what you want, you are not in love. You are in hiding. Love does not hide itself from itself or from anyone else. Love stands tall in the truth of who it is, for everyone to see it, know it, and have it all of the time. You are not fully present in your loving if you are blaming, not accepting your share, not acknowledging your part or your pain. If you are not giving thanks for all, offering support, if you are not sharing your vision, and if you are making excuses for not being present. Until you are willing and ready to stand in love, with love, for the love of yourself, you cannot be fully present in your loving of another, because you will undoubtedly be in pain.
I love you. Walking away, you know everybody else did. When there's dark clouds in the sky, the sun will always shine, because you're in my life. Baby, you so are beautiful, wonderful, my world, my favorite girl. I love you, baby, I love you. I love to kiss you, hold you. If I haven't told you, come closer, let me show you why. You make me smile, I'm gonna keep you here for a while. You make my problems go away, I'm gonna be with you for always. Girl, sweeter than lemonade, cooler than shade, take my breath away. I'm blessed that you came. I'd walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile, to hang out for a while. Honey, you are beautiful, wonderful, my world, my favorite girl. I love you, baby, I love you. I love to kiss you, hold you. If I haven't told you, come closer, let me show you why. You made me, I'm gonna keep you here for a while. You make my problems go away, I'm gonna be with you for always. Come on, baby, smile for me. Ooh, baby, just smile.
Feel the wind. All right. Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful moment, an explosion, an experience, a loving experience on Legacy Lever Worldwide. It's the one episode of Real Talk Relationships. And I am your host for this moment, and this is Sandra coming at you. I know I'm so sorry, listeners, I haven't done a relationship series lately, but, you know, I have to flow how God has me flowing. And so I'm back, though. I'm back doing the one, and we're talking about make room for love today. Yeah, love is in the air. And it's on its way to find you if you want to be found. See, I said something right there. You need to write that down. Love is in the air, and it's on its way to find you if you want to be found. Now, I said something right there. You know, y'all need to make sure y'all write that down. That was straight from the Holy Spirit. All right, so it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time today. As you can see, I'm playing a whole lot of love songs because, you know, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, when I get married, you know, there's certain songs I just want to hear. There's certain songs, you know, that's, you know, that you ain't going to play that when, you know, I'm with my husband. That's not, you know, to take me to the water and all that stuff. Good, great gospel songs, but that's not the moment for that. That's not the song for this moment. And so I'm just playing some love songs to remind us, you know, that God has not forgotten about you. I don't know who this is for, but God has not forgotten about you. But he wants to make sure that you don't forget about who you are. And so I'm saying that because sometimes we can get desperate. Sometimes we want to put the cart before the horse. Sometimes we want to try and help God, you know, do what he do and fix it. And, you know, you like, I've been waiting for so long for a wonderful wife or a beautiful husband, father, and I keep seeing everybody else smiling and happy, and they done got some children plus one more. And what about me, Father? What about me? I've been waiting. I've been patient. I've been doing what you tell me to do. I've been serving. I've been having a cheerful heart. I've been giving. And it seems like, Father, every time it seems like the cloud is getting ready to rain down on me for my time, it seems like the cloud just disappears and I'm still standing here dry. So, you know, it's like sometimes we get antsy in our waiting. We get anxious. But he said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication. You know, make your request known. He heard you the first time. I said something right there. He heard you the first time. God has not forgotten about you, but at the same time, he doesn't want you to forget about yourself. And so the first thing you need to do when you're making room for love is that you got to make sure you make room for yourself. Because, see, you can't love anyone if you don't love yourself. You got to make sure you're taking good care of yourself. You're making sure that you're going to the doctors or what have you and getting checked up. You know, keep yourself groomed. Keep yourself looking great. Even if you don't have anyone to go out on a date with, you know, maybe you're tired of going with your cousins and your friends and your brothers and sisters, and you want somebody, you know, you can hold on to and hold hands and share popcorn with in a slushie. But, you know, that is coming. That God said, I hear you. I'm not forgetting about you. But he said today, make room for love. Make room for you. Make sure that your relationship with him is right first. See, now what he wants to do is he's going to give you exceedingly abundantly above. He's going to go above and beyond what you think you're going to get. See, you thinking, you know, like, I just want a man, you know, a good one, to go to church, pay his tithes, give his offering, and he make me laugh. But see, God is going to go above and beyond, see, because your faithfulness has drawn that love close to you. That faithfulness has activated it to come and find you out. Your faithfulness to God is making him move in such a way that when this person shows up, that when you two meet, you're going to be in such awe. I just truly believe that. You're going to be in such awe. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, is this real? Oh, my God, it's got to be something wrong. You're going to be trying to get on Google, trying to find out. You guys, stop all that. Stop using all the worldly ways trying to understand his godly principles. It does not work. Either some of us, we've got too many worldly folks speaking into our life and expecting an experience, a spiritual explosion or spiritual movement of God. And he's like, I can't do that. I can only go by what my word says. Now, will I use people to put books together talking about love and relationships and healing? Of course he will. Of course he will. But we've got to also use discernment as to see, does it line up with what he say? Because if it doesn't, it's going to leave you frustrated. And you sitting there, you got your whole wall full of the bullets all the way down to 100 ways how to get a man, 100 ways how to, the right wife. And none of that is working because it doesn't line up with what he says. Let me tell you something. God is the perfect matchmaker. He is a wonderful one. When I say God knows how to set some stuff up, I have seen God work some stuff up. He knows how to matchmake, and he knows how who you need and what you need. Now, this person may not be who you thought he was going to look like, Idris Elba or Michael Ealy, or a man you thought she was going to look like Beyonce, or she was going to, look like Halle Berry, and she doesn't look like any of that. But, she's beautiful, or he's handsome. He's got a wonderful spirit. He's got a loving heart for God. He's a worshiper. She's a worshiper. And see, don't get caught up on looks. Don't get caught up on if they don't look like how you thought they ought to look. God matches spirit to spirit. That's another thing you need to write down if you didn't know. Now you know. God matches spirit to spirit. He knows who you need in order for the vision to continue to grow and come to pass. He said be fruitful and multiply. So he's going to get you with somebody that's going to help you to be fruitful and to multiply. And so today, like I said, we're talking about making room for love, because love, one, never stops loving. Let's be clear of that. Love never stops loving, and love is always ready to love back. Love is always ready to give. Love is always ready to love. And so, we started off today's show with Miss Ayanla Van Zandt, and that was fully present. And then we went to Anthony Hamilton. Ooh, I love Anthony Hamilton. The point of it all. The point of it all, he's saying, is I love you. And see, the one that God has for you, they're going to love you. They're going to love you unconditionally. I just truly believe, because there is so much stuff out here to make it seem like love is the worst thing you can do, the worst thing you can have on your record, to fall in love with somebody. They made love seem like, well, what you going to do for me? What can I get out of this? And see, that's not love. That's just lust and selfishness. Love is not selfish. It's not proud. It's not boastful. It's not rude. It's not puffed up. It keeps no records of wrong. See, we done got all this stuff warped in our mind that what we think love is, because maybe we never had a great example. And so we're learning our examples either off talk shows or television, or we're watching different family shows, and we're trying to pick up notes from there. But I'm telling you now, pick up the word of God. I'm telling you, you want to learn about some love, read up in Songs of Solomon. I'm trying to tell you, he tells us like a T-I-S. Okay, he really gets into, he's doing poetry and everything. Love is beautiful. Love is a good thing. Love makes room, okay? Love makes room for someone else. Love shares, love gives, love cares. And so all this other stuff that I was hurt by love, and I don't want, ain't nobody going to hurt me no more, and I'm putting up a brick wall so nobody can love me no more. And then see, what happens is you got caught in a moment of someone's lust and selfish decision, and then they blamed it on the name of love. And then love does not hurt. Love will not do that to you. Love is not selfish. So, the people that, the person that may have cheated on you or said some mean things to you, some of you just still stuck as a little girl, as a little boy. Parents said mean things to you, did you wrong, abused. You may have gotten abused. You may have gotten molested. There's some things, you may have gotten betrayed, backstabbed, set up for a fall. Your friends ratted you out. The people that you thought you could trust, they put you in on at the 6 o'clock news. You were the main attraction, and it tore you apart. It left you dry. It left you empty. And God is saying today that was none of him. That was none of him. Some of you saying that, I can hear you. Well, why did God allow it? But sometimes, God is speaking to us, but we don't hear. We want to listen to what we want to listen to. And a lot of times, you know, God say, well, you know what, don't connect with that person. Don't do that. And then sometimes you're chosen. Sometimes you're chosen to go through a process so that you can come out and help somebody else. See, sometimes when we're so focused on what we want to do and how we're feeling, that, you know, God is saying, but I have somebody right here that's going through worse than you, but you can help them because you know how they're feeling. You know what they've been through. If you've never seen the movie Unconditional, and shouts out to John Gray and his beautiful wife, Abita Gray, were producers of this wonderful movie that starred Michael Ealy, Unconditional. And it has so many great, great messages in there. See, I'm a preacher, so, you know, I'm sitting there watching. My daughter's like, there go, Mom, getting the word. But to me, God uses things like that to give us real-life messages. And the wife who lost her husband to a murder, you know, she just, you know, they were so close. They were best friends. They did everything together. She loved her husband. He loved her. But unfortunately, he was killed. He was murdered. And she never could let go. And some of us are stuck in areas where we've lost a loved one tragically, or we lost a loved one to maybe an ailment, an illness, and we're stuck. And we don't know how to let go. We don't know how to make room for love because we feel love died when that person died. But I'm here to tell you today that love does not die. Love keeps on living. Love did die for us, but love also had power to raise up, and now is seated at the right hand of the Father. And so you have to understand that love will take focus off of self and help somebody else. And that's what happened in that movie, where she was ready to commit suicide. She couldn't let go. She was hurt. She felt alone. She felt betrayed. She felt she couldn't find who the murderer was for her husband. She wanted to try and avenge his death, but she couldn't take the grief anymore. She couldn't take the sorrow any longer, and she felt the best way to end it all, she sat down in the rain and was ready to kill herself when all of a sudden she saw two kids running across the street, and the little girl got hurt. She got hit by the car, and it was a hit and run. And at that moment, because she what she saw, she put down the gun and ran over to help that little girl. She helped save that little girl's life, and from there, through helping somebody else, through caring for somebody else, through taking a selfish moment and turning it into a giving moment, she was able to get that little girl to the hospital, and she was saved, and she was able to stay, you know, be alive and make connections with that little girl, her brother, the family, and connect with her best friend from her childhood who always protected her. And so it was a great moment, a great movie. I encourage everyone, it's out on DVD, buy it or rent it. It got red boxes all over the place. Support great Kingdom movies. It was an awesome movie. But I brought out that point because love will take its focus off of self and look at how you can help somebody else. Now, I did say make room for yourself, because at that point you have to make sure that you learn how to love yourself. Well, how can you learn how to love yourself? One, spending time in God's presence. Two, learning how to help others. I'm telling you, I became a really a much better person after my terrible divorce, that, you know, when I went to help other people and I learned how to help youth and help children, I became somebody that I just fell in love with. I really did, because I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything without seeing a young person who would come up to me and hug me and love on me and smile and just want to be in my presence. And that's what love is. Love will draw others to you. And you're saying, well, God, how can I love when, you know, it feels like the love just was been taken advantage of? But love is coming to find you. Love is saying, make room for me, because I'm coming. Whether you like it or not, I'm coming to make, or I'm coming to get all in your life. I'm coming to pull you out of that shell. I'm coming to pull you out of that cave. I'm coming to pull you out of that darkness. It's time for you to shine. It's time for you to be happy. It's time for you to have joy always. Do you know you can be in love forever, always? Yes, you can. Why? Because God is love. And that's what it says in 1 John 4:16. It says God is love. And so it's a great thing to be in love. Never, never, never doubt that. It's a great thing. Love is wonderful. Love is a great thing. Marriage is a wonderful thing. I know some things that you have read, people have told you, but love and marriage is wonderful. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. Intimacy between husband and wife is beautiful. Never let anyone tell you any different. Now, they may be going through some things. They may have made some wrong choices about choosing people. But God's divine plan and his original intent is for two people to come together as one, wife, male and female, to come together as one in covenant under God's approval. And I see, I'm connected to people whose marriages have been together 20 years, 25, 30, 35, 45 years. My grandparents. On my mom's side, before she died, before they died. And then they were married. I think my grandmother was married at 16, and I'm not sure how many more years my grandfather, but they were together 58 years before they passed away. And they both passed away in the same year of 1996. My grandfather passed away in January of 1996, and then my grandmother, she just, you know, so close. They were so close. They were best friends. They did everything together. And she never had to worry about anything because my grandfather would make sure every morning she made sure all his breakfast is fixed, his clothes is laid out. He would go to work every day, and he bought land. He made sure that she had house, everything that she needed to be established. He provided for her. And what I love about my grandparents is that, and that's both sides of my grandparents, made sure they left something behind to be remembered by. My grandfather bought so much land that there's like five or six houses on that land, and it's still there. The land is still there. Tax people could not come take it because he took care of everything. And when he died, there were people from all over the town that came to make sure everything was taken care of, that my grandmother didn't have to worry about anything. But my grandmother, you know, she's old school. She didn't really be bothered with doctors anymore. And, you know, and she passed away on her way to the hospital. And what hurt me the most, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye. But I honor them today. I honor my grandmother, Eula B. Hardy, and my grandfather, Ace Hardy Sr., you know, who left legacies. It's still a house. When we go and visit, you know, I go and visit, I still see the memories of my grandparents there because they left a legacy. They built foundations, and that's what love does. Love will go beyond itself. Love will go beyond the moment and look 20 years down the road and say, hey, I've got another generation behind me coming up. I want to make sure they're taken care of. See, we're not just talking about waiting for the one or preparing yourself for the one, the right one, but we're talking about making room for love. Make some room that love will never stop loving, that love will continue to flow through the generations. And so every time I go home to visit, I just see the love. I just see, you know, I look around and I still see the property that my grandfather worked so hard, my grandparents worked so hard to make sure they preserved it, that they would have generations of generations. I mean, there's so many great-great-great-grandchildren now. Because when my grandparents on my mom's side died, there was 98 or 99 grandchildren, and up there in the 90s or 100s and great grandchildren. Guess what? That has tripled since then. That has tripled. There's grandchildren and cousins. I'm like, who are you? Who did you come from originally? So I can make connections, because that's what love. They said, be fruitful, multiply. Share the love. Let it go down through the bloodline. Continue to grow. Continue to multiply. Continue to leave a legacy. And so we start talking about make room for love. Love is on its way. Love is on its way to find you. Love is ready to love you. Love is ready to open those doors for you to be connected to the right one. That's why I play Leon Timbo's Smile. I mean, that song, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, he says this, I'll walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile. Now, that's a powerful word right there. That's a powerful lyric. I'll walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile. Ladies, the right one for you wants to do everything possible in his ability, in God's ability, in his ability in God to make sure that you're happy, just to see you smile. He'll walk. He didn't even say drive. He didn't say fly. He said, I'll walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile. And that's how deep a man's heart or love can be for a woman when he realizes that that's his Proverbs 31 woman, that that's his gifting. But you got to believe that for yourself. You do not have to settle for anyone that does not recognize you as the gift God has made you to be. You are the gift. And that man, like he said, I can't stop talking about that. I'll walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile. I want you to get that in your head. I want you to get that in your spirit and your heart, ladies, how valuable you are. You are valuable to God, and you are valuable to the right man. He is going to love you. He is going to cherish you. He is going to do whatever he can to make you happy. Now, all he do is to sit there and talk about himself and what you can do for him and how you can bless him. Then that's not the right one, because, again, what I say, love beyond itself. And so that person has no clue and no idea what love is. And actually, what you're doing is entertaining a spirit of lust, because that's all lust does is talk about self. Lust is, what can you do for me? How can you make me happy? What, you know, how can you bless me? It's me, all about me. And so if you're sitting there at a conversation with a person, every time you go out, it's always about me. They're not looking at how, you know, you fit into the picture. You might as well go head on and get up and go home, because all they're doing is having a whole date by themselves. They're just with themselves, by themselves, and for themselves. You are not included, okay? You are not included in that relationship. And so, you know, I play, you know, Leon Timbo's Smile. Because that one that's looking for you, ladies, that's coming to find you, will be happy just to see you smile, will be happy. What can they do? They'll be looking at, what can I do to make this person happy? What can I? I'm just so grateful for this woman. I'm just so honored that God would bless me with such a wonderful, beautiful person. What can I do? How can I make her happy? What? He'll start getting things in order. He'll start even doing things to make sure that he's you know, all that he can be for you. You have to understand that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. You're a good thing, ladies. You're wonderful. You are a treasured gift. And then flip it on the other side, man, you know, it's a great thing, you know, to be loved. That woman's going to love you. She's going to support you. She's going to be there by your side. And one thing about ladies, you have to understand, when we get one that, you know, treats us right, we will go above and beyond the call of duty. And so I want you to make sure you remember that, man, that you ain't got nothing to worry about. When you treat us like the queen that God says we are, you have no problem with us treating you like a king. We're going to defend you. We ain't going to let nobody put their mouth on you. You might have to, like, you know, sit us down, because we'll be like, okay, who messed with my man? But I'm just saying, that's what's in us. We are, you know, we're like a protector of the home, you know, and you know, even though God has called the man to be the protector over us, but we have that protection too. We don't like nobody messing with our territory. We don't like nobody messing with our families. We don't like nobody messing with our homes. And so you'll see a side of us that'll rise up, and you'll be like, oh, my God, babe, it's okay. It's all right. Sit down. It's all right. I'm just saying, they look like us, you know. So it's just in us. And so when you treat us right, you know, and you know, and you show us how to love, you know, how to love you, then there's nothing that women will not do. I'll also say this, as we're making room for love, that men, if you're interested in that woman, tell her. I don't know where all this, you know, it's just tell her. Just saying, you know, I'm interested. I remember growing up, you know, a young man liked a female, you know, he had to write a little note. Or, you know, he'll stare at her a little bit, you know. Or he'll try and send one of his boys to come ask, you know, yeah, you got a boyfriend, does my friend over there like you? And, you know, he want to, you know, holler at you, you know. But they made a connection. Fellas, make a connection. I know you like to sit back and you like to watch and stuff, but don't think you're the only one watching. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that she's looking to be with whoever, but I'm just saying there's other men that's watching, there's other men hitting her up on Facebook, there's other men tweeting her tweets and reading her tweets too. And this other man, you know, that's doing some stuff, you know, to try and get her attention. So I'm just saying, don't get caught up, you know, don't get us caught up in your mind games. And then you mess around, all you doing is dating us in the mind, but you're not making any action. Faith without works is dead. I'm just going to say that faith without works is dead. So you can look so long and look so long that your love that you thought you were going to have is gone. You say, well, God, show me this woman. Da, 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 da. But you never made a move. Faith without works is dead. You got to put some action to it. A to the man, because it says he's that finds a wife. So you need to be finding her. If you see her and God says this is the one, you need to go ahead on and find her for somebody else come along and find her too. I'm just having some comedy right there. But again, this is talk about making room for love. And I wrote a little something down. We're about to get back into some more great music. But I wrote a little something down here. It says, make room for love. Make room for someone else. Make room to share. Make room to care for someone other than yourself. Make room to receive love. Make room for love to love you back. Make room for love to become and be all that love was called to be in your now. Make room for love to never fail, for God is love. So make room for love. And that was just a little something off of my head because, you know, as we're making room for love, maybe you've never experienced what true love is. And I'm telling you, the true love that you can experience that will never leave you nor forsake you is in God. And I just read it, said God is love. And if you don't believe me, you can always turn to 1 John, the 4th chapter, right here. And it says in the 16th verse, it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. For God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And so God is saying he's love. I don't ever want to hurt you. I'm not going to leave you. Even if there's a part where it says, even if you make your bed in hell, God says he's still with you. He's still calling your name. He still desires to have a relationship with you. And the only way you can have a relationship with God is through his son, Jesus Christ. And so while you're making room for love, make room for Jesus, because he wants to come and fellowship with you. He wants you to have a relationship with his Father. He wants you to have eternal life. And he's saying, I want you to have very fruitful, loving relationships, productive relationships, but you need to make room for the one who knows how to love, the one who gave love that while we were yet sinners, we didn't even know him. He loved us. He died for us. Look, don't hook up with someone that is not willing to die for you. Don't hook up with someone that won't, if they say they love you, but won't give up a kidney, won't give up a nothing, won't do nothing. That's not love. That's selfishness. And you're going to be miserable all your life because you're going to be sitting there empty because you're sitting there waiting for that other person to pour into you, but they can't because they never learned how to love themselves and love themselves to the point where they knew how to share correctly with that other person. A lot of people say it's 50-50. I disagree. It's 100%, 100%. I'm going to give you all of me, then you give me all of you as we all give into God. Okay, so if I'm giving God 100, God don't want your 50. He doesn't want your 75%. He wants 100%. So if God wants 100%, then he wants us to turn around and give that 100% back to someone else. And so if you've never made the confession of Christ, you can do it right now. You don't have to wait to get to church. You ain't got to wait to go see your pastor or see a pastor. You ain't got to wait for somebody to come lay hands on you. You ain't got to wait till you get your life together. You might have just messed stuff right now. While you was listening, you might have been doing some stuff. But right now, Jesus said, I'm here. Make room for me. I want to come. I want to get to know you. I want to develop a relationship. So if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and believe it in your heart that he died for your sins, and on the third day he rose, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. So you have to believe that. This is a faith walk. And see, love takes faith. And faith takes love, and love takes faith. It's all wrapped up in one. That's why it says God is love. It's all about faith. It's all about believing, knowing that you deserve to be loved. See, that's another thing. You need to know you deserve the best love. You deserve, I can't say that enough. I feel so passionate about it. You deserve the best love. And the best love can come through God, so that even when people in their selfish moment, act of lust, comes to hurt you, you still can walk in that love, because you can, you'll love God so much that the Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, you're going to have to forgive. I know it hurts, but you're going to be able to love your way through this thing. And so, you know, if you believe that and you confess that you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? In this moment of now, you are saved. You have made room for him. And now, you know, once you're saved, it's great to be able to get disciples. So Ms. Sandra says, pray. Ask God where to send you. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right church, the right connections. Get under some leadership, some great leadership. Pray. He will lead you. You don't need to be out here by yourself trying to do your own thing. You need to be covered, you need to be protected, and you need to learn and grow. And when you do that, then, you know, because maybe you have been traumatically hurt in some areas where you want to love, but there's some things that, you know, that seem like it keep holding you back. And I'm praying that those chains of bondage be broken today, that incident that hurt you some years ago, that you let go of it today. Don't allow things from your past take the power of your now. It does not deserve that. It does not deserve your company. I said something right there. Your past does not deserve your now company. It needs to be buried for good. And it may have been something tragic. Maybe you have been raped repeatedly. You could have been, I don't know, molested. Maybe the husband walked out and went with it to be another woman or another man. It could be another woman. Your wife could have left you and left you with all the responsibility to bring the kids. I don't know. She could have went and went with somebody else. And that incident or that moment in time left you paralyzed, and you don't feel like trusting anyone anymore. Your parents may have hurt you. They have given you up for adoption, and you've always felt abandoned. You always felt alone. You always felt rejected. But God knows what's best for you. And those people in your life, if they have stayed in your life, may have destroyed you, and you wouldn't even have this moment of now. You wouldn't even be listening to me live, or how you listen by phone, whether you listen on the or internet, or whether you go back and listen, because all of my shows are recorded for free. So if you know somebody that needs to listen to this, Let them know. They can go back on blogtalkradio.com, Legacy-Lever. But understand this, that incident from your past, even if it happened yesterday, does not deserve the power to rule and have authority in your now. It's time to cut the head off of it and bury it for good. Some of you, you're caught up in dating someone in the mind, and they never addressed you. They never recognized you as being, you know, that girlfriend or that boyfriend or however you want to say it in their life, and they just kick you in the head. Look, you deserve better than head dating, okay? You deserve better than mind dating. You deserve better than just being in somebody's mind. There is someone, there's love coming to find you, and when they find you, they're going to be so happy to have you on their arm. They're going to just brag about you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to want to be in your presence. They're just going to want to love on you, and you deserve it. Ms. Sandra says today you deserve that kind of love, ladies. Men, you deserve that kind of love from a woman. And for married couples who have been maybe married for a while or maybe married for a short time, and you may be running into some extreme difficulties, and you might be contemplating divorce, but love is crying out today to say, make room for me. Make room. You know that God brought you together. Now, some things, some unions, God ain't bring together. God ain't going to put his blessing on you because he didn't bring it together. And so you have to work that out the best way you can. But I'm talking right now specifically for marriages that were ordained by God. Put God back in the forefront of the equation. See, when you got God, and then you got man, and then you got woman, you have a threefold cord that cannot quickly be broken. And so if you know that God brought you two together, you know that it's a God-ordained union, then you need to seek out what God is saying concerning your marriage. God is saying, make room for me today. Make room for love today. Make room for me to heal your heart, to heal your wounds, to stop blaming each other for who did what to whom. Sometimes we just need to submit and be quiet and pray. Sometimes, you know, we're blaming the other person. It could be us. It could be we are afraid in a certain area. And that's what we keep reading down to 1 John 4. It says, you know, there's no fear in love, but perfect love cast drives out fear. Who? What's that perfect love? That perfect love comes from God. God is that perfect love. And see, when you put God back in the equation, guess what? You're saying, God, I honor you. I respect your decisions over our lives. We surrender our hearts to you. I'm praying that the fire of love, the passion of love, comes back into your marriages, into your prayer life. I'm telling you, you want a hot desirable man, you want a hot relationship, a hot marriage, make sure you never stop worshiping God creatively. See, I'm speaking because there's times where, you know, I think I can just come to God and just, you know, pray, kneel, you know, say a few words and read, and then God would just be sitting there twiddling his thumbs like, that's all you got. And sometimes we let our relationships, our marriages sometimes might go dry like that, like, that's all you got? That's all you going to do? And then we wonder why, you know, we fall out of love because we done forgot how to worship God creatively. God is a creative God. He's a passionate, loving God. He don't want the same old thing. He don't want you to come the same old way. I even had to raise my praise and raise my worship even when I go into the house of God. So there's times where I'll get the flag and I'll toss it around and I'll whirl it around. And there's times where I'll go on the floor and I'll just run around and just worship with my hands. And I can feel the fire of God. And he's like, yes, we continue to press your way to me in a different way. Sometimes we just go to church and we just standing there clapping our hands and we wonder why there's nothing moving, there's nothing changing, there's nothing shifting. And God is saying, I'm here, but there's a different way you need to approach me. There's a different way you need to come to me. Making room for love means sometimes you need to take your creativity of love another level higher, another dimension higher. Come out of those chairs. Take your shoes off. Get radical for Christ. Sometimes he needs you to just holler around and be free in him. It's not worrying about who's looking around you. And so today, again, making room for love. Ladies, making room for love. Make sure that you love yourself first. Make sure you're keeping yourself groomed so that when love finds you, you'll know how to respect love. You'll know how to appreciate love. You'll know how to smile back at love. Remember what I said, I can't let go of that. Love is walking 1,000 miles just to see you smiling. And that's for men too. Men, That woman, you have her eye, because your worship drew her to you. Your worship drew her heart to you. Your praise made her take notice. Your prayer life made her take notice, and so she's looking for you. I mean, she's not looking for you, but she's being presented before you. She notices you. She notices your smile. She notices your worship. She notices your prayer life. She understands that you have a great and exciting relationship with God. And so, yes, love is making room. Love is showing its head. Love is in the air. Love never stops loving. Love always looks for another opportunity to love someone. You want love to be activated? Help somebody else today. You want love to be permanent as far as marriage? Make sure you celebrate when others come together. I know sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel like, God, when is it my turn? But God is saying it's never stopped finding you. It has not stopped finding you. But there's some things sometimes he wants you to get straight or to make sure you connect with him first. And so it has been wonderful. I'm praying that you have gotten some things out of today, making sure that you make room for love. And I just want to take a moment and just, you know, just pray. And then I'm going to make sure I end today's show again, another one with Leon Timbo's, you know, love CD. And I'm so blessed by this brother. I just love what he does for others. He's such a wonderful person, a gifted. I don't even know if gifted is good enough, because he can just take anything, any music, and turn it anything and turn it into such a wonderful worship song, because he is also a praise and worship leader. But he, you know, made this love mix CD that you can find on his website at www.leontimbo.com. That's LEONTIMBO com. Now, you can download his music. He got a lot of music that's free on his website. All he asks you to do is just post that you know you like his music. Post on Facebook, post on Twitter, email the people, email the link. Again, that's www.leontimbo.com. Great, awesome mix CD for free. And if you want to leave a donation or you want to bless the brother, you can do that online as well. But the music is free. And he just wants to minister in different ways. If you've never met, he's just a wonderful person. So shouts out to Leon Timbo. I'm definitely going to make sure you're going to be a legacy leaver very soon, my brother. But I just want to appreciate what you do for others, how you just usher people into the spirit of God, your worship, how it's free, and you just give it so freely so that other people can be free. God rewards faithfulness. Make room for love. Make room because of your faithfulness. He's going to bless you above and beyond, Mr. Leon Timbo. Trust me, people are going to be playing the music and won't be able to stop getting enough. You ain't going to be able to stop putting out enough new music because you're going to be in high demand. I promise you that. I feel God saying that so strongly. You are going to be in such high demand. You're going to be on so many shows. They're going to be wondering how come they didn't hear you before. I know you've been out there, and I know your music has been around for a great time, but I truly believe there's a fresh wind with fresh rhema word because you've been so faithful to those that are over you, been so faithful and not being selfish. God is just going to go exceedingly abundantly above and beyond international songs in Spanish and French and German, you name it. Everybody going, I see you going to Germany, Switzerland, Ireland, you name it. You getting ready to go, my brother. So I pray you got all your passport stuff in order. Get ready. You get ready to travel like never before. They're going to be calling you. They just want to hear you play. Amen. Your music is just that anointed and appointed for such a time as this. But I want to make sure, Miss Hunter wants to make sure, because this topic is just so important about making room for love, that when God brings you the right person in your life, they don't want to sit around and hear you talk about your past. And they don't want to sit around and you see you being cold and all clamped up and all constipated up, and you can't hug, you can't smile, you just want to throw the, you know, when love show up, you ain't got to bash nobody with the vibe. Just allow the moment. I have to tell people, and I have to tell myself sometimes, Lasandra, just enjoy the moment. And that's what love is saying today. Love is coming to find you. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moments that it presents itself in the now. Don't go and be with somebody, and when they come and they join, you know, God is joining you, that all you talk about is the past. All you can do is turn around and look back. They don't want to go to dinner with you, and you got your whole set of skeleton bones having a plate, too. They sitting there eating chicken cordon bleu and rice pilaf and broccoli with you. They don't want that. They want to talk about now. They want to talk about where we're going with this. You know, where is this relationship going? I see you in my prayers. You see me in your prayers. How are we going to continue to move forward? And so you want to make sure that you bury your skeleton bones for good. You don't allow your past to take present in what's going on in your now. That's why the rearview mirror is so small. Your rearview mirror is to make sure that whatever is behind you stays behind you. It has no room for what's in front of you. It has no room for where you're going to. When you back up, you want to make sure that you don't hit anything. You want to make sure there's no cars coming by, no obstacles or anything. But your rearview mirror is just every now and then checking your rearview mirror to make sure that trouble stays behind you, that your past stays behind. And guess what? The more you look forward, guess what? Your past becomes a blur to the point where you don't even see it any longer. Hey, to the men, make room for love, because love is on its way. It's probably already finding you. Just continue to open your eyes and your now. Continue to receive the love, because love is going to keep on loving. Love is not going to stop loving. Why? Because God is love. It has been a blessing. It has been an honor. I will be back with you tomorrow with Legacy Leaver, One Nation Under God, Holy Hip Hop Experience. My daughter, Miss Janae, just, you know, God is just using her in such a great way, and the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to have her come back. She's going to bring an awesome word tomorrow. So you want to make sure you tune in for that. She's going to talk about stay clean. Ooh, stay clean. You know, you can be kept if you want to be kept. So you don't want to miss that tomorrow. There's going to be some great music and holy hip-hop music, some stuff young, some stuff new, some stuff old. We're just going to have a great time, just like we did today, and playing some awesome love music. Again, I'm going to end today's show with Leon Timbo's I'm going to Be Your Man. In other words, see, ladies, the man already knows who he wants. See, if you with somebody now, they don't know what they want. They don't know whether they want you, somebody else, the name, the right one. No, God is saying, time out for play. This one here that he's sending you, that he's that one that's coming to find you, he's already made up his mind who he wants. He's not playing no games. He's not going to be putting on no fronts. He ain't going to be trying to, you know, put you to the side and only call you at night or only call you on the weekend. See, that ain't love. That's lust. And that's what I want to let you know. Lust is what hurt you. Lust is what said, you know, I'm going to take advantage of this situation. And lust is the one that left you brokenhearted, empty. And love is saying, but I'm here to heal you. I'm here to fill you back up to overflow. I'm here to make you smile again. I've walked 1,000 miles just to see you smile. And ladies, the man is saying, I'm ready to be your man. I'm ready to be your husband. Are you ready? Are your lamps lit? Is your oil full? Make sure now, ladies. All right, now that man coming to date you. That man come to make you his wife. He ain't come to make your best friend, your cousin Bookie, and all the rest of them. No. I know he going to marry into the family, but right now, this courtship stage is just for you and him. So don't be bringing everybody on the date. Don't be bringing everybody to the movies and all this. No, you want to make sure that when he comes, he's coming to find out about you. And even if you have children and you have, you know, maybe some other family members that's living with you, make sure you make time and make room for love when love shows up so that God can work between the two of you, so that you guys can come closer. And then we can allow other family members to come in. And first, you know, if you have kids and the kids come in, you know, once, you know, the trust factor is established, and then you keep on moving. But, you know, make room for love. Love is coming to love you. Love is saying you deserve the best. Remember that you deserve the best. That's not just for ladies. That's for men to men. You deserve the best. You deserve to be treated like a king. You deserve to be treated like God's man. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have the best. You deserve to have a hot meal. I said something right. You deserve to have a domesticated wife. All right. Okay. You deserve to have you some breakfast in the morning. You deserve some ham, some grits, some eggs, some sausages, some fruit, some oatmeal, some spiritual, whatever you want. You deserve that. Man, if you a good man and you know you're going to take care of that wife, you deserve to have that same loving back. You deserve to be treated as though you're the only man on this planet, all right? And so be blessed, everyone. Remember what I always say, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. Remember, if you want somebody to listen to this, my shows are recorded for free. And can be downloaded for free. You just go back to blogtalkradio.com/legacylever. God bless you. Love is getting ready to find you. So make sure you make room for love. Again, this is Leon Timbo with I'ma Be Your Man. God bless you.
Give anything, baby, if I could prove I was made for you.